Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Suede at the Network. We're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Today's lineup, Judd Garrett, author of No Wind, going to have his latest, Confederacy of Dunces. Selwyn Duke will be here in the second hour, writer for the New American, and talking about people getting locked up. Hopefully we'll get to the establishment's Navarro message. We can get you anytime. You can't even touch even a single one of ours. Yes, sirree, things getting out of control. Hey, by the way, we will get into the January 6th committee with my first guest coming up about 10, 15 minutes, all right? So there you go, Judd Garrett. In the news, you are familiar with the concept of the strong arm of the law, but have you ever heard of the strong arm of the governor? You are aware that we have had many tyrants in charge of blue states, but it seems as though they are all competing against one another in a game in which they aim to see who can be the most totalitarian and get away with it. It's hard to tell who's winning this game, but Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a.k.a. the Wicked Witch of the North, just stepped up her game. Whitmer is being challenged in the upcoming gubernatorial election, and she apparently doesn't like it. Of course, she wants to retain her throne, and she's prepared to do so by any means. And this must be why the FBI just raided the home of her challenger and arrested him. According to the Detroit Metro Times, the FBI arrested Republican gubernatorial candidate Ryan Kelly yesterday, raided his home in Allendale. Quote, I can confirm FBI agents from the Grand Rapids office executed his arrest and search warrant at Mr. Kelly's residence in Allendale. FBI spokeswoman Mara Schneiner tells Metro Times, you see, what happened is Mr. Kelly got enough votes that he came in second place there and a big chance to take over as the new Michigan governor. So Gretchen calls in the FBI. Isn't it amazing? I mean, my comment is like, the Democrats, do they own the FBI now? And remember, Peter Navarro also just arrested. So who's next? Is it going to be Trump? You know, this arrest is just the latest drama in the Republican primary. Five candidates, including one-time frontrunner James Craig, removed from that ballot last month for filing fraudulent signatures. Kelly was among the five remaining candidates facing off in the August primary election. Kelly rose in popularity among the far right after organizing an armed protest against Governor Gretchen Whitmer's COVID-19 restrictions at the state capitol back in 2020. Seriously, these are some same tactics used in Russia, literally. Vladimir Putin literally did this to one of his opponents just a few years ago. And you might think about it, the easiest way to win an election is by being the only one on the ballot when it comes time to vote. And that appears to be the tactic that Whitmer is trying to employ. Well, are you ready for this one? Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Attorney General David Lamenti has declared that citizens do not have an absolute right to own private property. Lamenti, who is also Trudeau's Justice Minister, appears to be reminding the people of Canada what communism looks like. The comments are eerily reminiscent of Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum motto, quote, you will own nothing, and you will be happy. Lamenti's remarks have emerged just days after PM Trudeau announced that he would freeze sales and purchases of handguns in the wake of the recent shootings in the United States. Quote, we need only look south of the border to know that if we do not take action firmly and rapidly, it gets worse and worse and gets more difficult to counter, Trudeau said. He added, in other words, it will no longer be possible to buy, sell, transfer, or import handguns anywhere in Canada once this bill becomes law. The anti-gun bill, C-21, is predicted to be passed by the House of Commons and the Senate. It is expected to become Canadian law by fall. And they are also taking away your private property. Tom Cotton is warning Merrick Garland, resign in disgrace or face impeachment. Republican Senator Tom Cotton, Republican Arkansas, has dropped the hammer on Merrick Garland by giving Democrat President Joe Biden's Attorney General an ultimatum. Cotton warned Garland he should either resign in disgrace now or face impeachment when Republicans take back control of Congress. The senator issued the warning after Attorney General Garland failed to prosecute protesters at Supreme Court justices' homes before a man was arrested trying to kill Brett Kavanaugh on Wednesday. Quote, there is an explicit federal law against protesting in front of homes of judges or jurors, Cotton said. Yet again, the feckless, hapless Attorney General Merrick Garland did nothing, even though he had advanced knowledge. He should resign in disgrace. And if he won't resign in disgrace, then we should start impeachment proceedings against him in January when we are in control of Congress. Quote, because the rule of law in this country must be enforced evenly, irrespective of one's political parties and views. And Cotton said on Twitter, a Democrat hitman tried to kill Justice Kavanaugh today. Now, left-wing string militias have already announced their intent to protest his home in direct violation of federal law. Merrick Garland must arrest every single one tonight or resign in disgrace. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican Texas, is blaming the Democrats' deranged rhetoric for the attempted assassination, saying, quote, the left is angry, and the rhetoric that comes from their political leaders from the radical extreme is getting more and more heightened. And the problem is what we saw early this morning with the lunatic that came to murder Justice Kavanaugh. It is a crime, it is a felony to protest outside a judge's home while a judge is considering a case. You have Joe Biden's White House urging people to commit felonies. And we're seeing the effect of this rhetoric, and it's dangerous. The radical left hates their political opponents, and they condone violence as a means of getting what they want. Senator Cruz said the armed leftist Nicholas John Roeske followed through on a deranged rhetoric from elected Democrats. And Cruz slammed the Biden administration, too, for encouraging the illegal protest in front of the justices' homes. In March 2020, during a speech at a pro-abortion rally, Chuck Schumer, little Chucky, yes, said, I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. Boy, Chuck Schumer, isn't he just so eloquent? And then his final words, I guess, you won't know what hit you if you go ahead with these awful decisions. Threat, threat, threat. Well, the Democrat calls for bringing in the National Guard to tackle out-of-control violence. Democratic New Orleans Councilman Oliver Thomas is calling for the National Guard to be deployed to stop the out-of-control violence in the Democratic-controlled city. Appearing on Fox News, Thomas revealed that the left-wing politicians in the city either refuse or are unable to do their jobs. Maybe it's time to start talking about bringing in the National Guard, Thomas said in an earlier statement. That was on WDSU Channel 6. If it is realistic to save lives to stop these people from coming to shoot up our town, if it's realistic to stop them from disrespecting our municipal and criminal laws, that may be the only realistic thing we can count on, he added. This outburst of indiscriminate crime in too many of our cities includes New Orleans, Thomas said yesterday in a follow-up interview on Fox and Friends. People want a balanced response. We want to reform the system. We want 21st century policing. And we want respect for the law, just like we want respect for our citizens. But we don't want to see anything goes. Quote, when I use the term Gotham City, too often there are people who think in our cities and in New Orleans that they can do whatever they want, when they want, how they want, where they want, and to whom they want, he said. He's not the only one upset. So are the voters in the most liberal city of America, San Francisco. People of San Francisco just voted to recall the woke, soft-on-crime district attorney, Chesse Boudin. Boudin, who was installed by the leftist billionaire, guess it? Mm-hmm. You got it. George Soros was ousted with 61%, compared to 39% who wanted him to stay as district attorney. This is a movement, not a monument in history, Boudin said. The coalition that we built is broad, it's diverse, it's strong, and it's a coalition that's deeply committed to justice. You know, and his whole thing was about let them out. Don't worry about those little people committing crimes, no matter how bad they are. Mayor London Breed will appoint a temporary successor to fill the DA's office until the next election. Quote, Boudin is not keeping San Francisco safe. He refuses to adequately prosecute criminals, fails to take the drug dealing crisis seriously. That was on the petition. He doesn't hold serial offenders accountable, getting them released from custody, and his response to victims is that, quote, hopefully home burglaries will go down. I'll tell you. Well, the PGA Tour has suspended all players who joined the new Trump-endorsed LIV Golf Series. Isn't it funny how they love that, you know, Trump has basically nothing to do with it, but he's endorsing the LIV, which is actually Saudi Arabia, so it's got to be Trump supported it, yes. The PGA Tour has suspended all players who have joined the new President Donald Trump-endorsed LIV Golf Series. Many of the golfers gave up their membership to join the new Saudi-funded league, but some were hoping to play both. PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan sent a memo to PGA Tour's memberships that said their participation in the Saudi Golf League LIV golf event is in violation of our tournament regulations. And those players will not be permitted to play in PGA Tour tournaments as a non-member via sponsored exemption or any other eligibility category. And you know, it's pretty interesting, the ones that decided to play, and now they're going to be away from the PGA Tour, because, no, you can't play with them, you can only play with us. Well, Sergio Garcia, Brandon Grace, Dustin Johnson, there's a whole long list here, Martin Kaymer, McDonald, let's see, find another one here, Carl Schwartzel, that rings a bell, doesn't it? Lee Westwood, all of these players are not going to be coming in. Which one was the one that just really, Phil Mickelson, yes, he's another one of those standing up to him. Twitter board caves, they're going to comply with Elon Musk's demands for internal fake accounts data. That's right, Twitter's board of directors finally caved in, will hand over the internal data on the platform fake accounts as Elon Musk has requested. But also, Elon Musk denying reports that he's planning to buy conservative network One America News. Only Twitter, Tulsa CEO Elon Musk has shot down a report claiming he is interested in buying the conservative cable news network One America News. We'll see further details on that one surely coming up later. All right, Judd Garrett is here with his excellent report coming up next.
Your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath and Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath and Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2022. Call 1-800-455-7923 for a free, no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-455-7923. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath and Shower. That's 1-800-455-7923.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Hi, everyone. Fred Dreyer here, reminding all of you to join me for a very special event coming your way Sunday, June 12th at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern. Meet me at GalaxyCon.com for a free question and answer session, then stick around for a one-on-one video chat with me. Plus, there are autographs and more. Sign up now at GalaxyCon.com. GalaxyCon.com. That's GalaxyCon.com.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder here. Let me tell you about my guest, the one and only Judd Garrett, former NFL player, coach, and executive, frequent contributor to the website Real Clear Politics, has recently published his first novel, Know When, and Judd's blog is Objectivity is the Objective. Objectivity is the Objective. Welcome back, Judd. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I am doing okie-dokie, I guess. You know, let me give you a little background history on me just real quick here. I don't know if you're familiar with the name Mr. Blackwell. He was world-famous dress designer, radio talk show host. Anyway, I used to do his show, work with him on it, right? And every time it was time for him to sign off, he had this long, long sound-off record that I had to play, and it was the song Send in the Clowns. And I got to tell you, listener, if you get a chance, listen to that song, because it really ties into what we're going to talk about right now, and that is Judd Garrett's latest, Confederacy of Dunces. Yes. You are familiar with the song?
Yeah, Send in the Clowns, that was big in the 70s, I think, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Isn't it rich? Yeah, and then all of a sudden, just send in the clowns. Apparently, that's what happened last night, huh?
Yeah, you know, I titled my latest article, Confederacy of Dunces, and that comes from a Jonathan Swift quote. Jonathan Swift was the man who wrote Gulliver's Travels, and he said, when a true genius appears, you can know him by this sign, that all the dunces are in a conspiracy against him. And it looked like last night that all the dunces were in a confederacy against one man who I think is Donald Trump. I think the whole show trial that we saw last night was designed for one purpose, And that purpose is to prevent Donald Trump from ever being president again. So that's what these dunces are aligned against, Donald Trump.
It's going to be the most saturated Democrat political ad in the history of our nation, because I guess this is only the first of maybe six of these or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're absolutely right. They have nothing else to run on.
Right.
You know, the country is falling apart. Everything that Joe Biden has done and the Democrats in Congress have done, you know, has hurt America, has hurt the American people. They have zero record over the last year and a half to run on. So the only way they're going to try to help themselves, you know, at the ballot box is to bash Trump and bash the Republicans for January 6th. And I think I don't know if the American people are going to buy that.
Yeah, it's. I know, you know, look at my right hand, look at my left hand, you know, it's kind of like that. But, and you mentioned here, look at the links that these people have gone through to prevent Donald Trump from being reelected president. And two false impeachment hearings rang, and that ran for a 2.5-year fake Russia collusion investigation, encouraged 5 months of BLM riots, exploited the COVID pandemic to unconstitutionally challenge election laws, and that was in the 11th hour, reconfigure algorithms on big tech platforms to throw him and his supporters off of social media, and now the show trial run by the kangaroo court. Man, talk about somebody that has, they have put up on the pedestal, which is, you know, it. I think a lot of Democrats, believe it or not, Judd, are going to say, boy, why to such extreme? Why can one man upset these people so much? And if Donald Trump could cause everything they say, my goodness, he must have been right underneath the arm of God. Unbelievable.
Well, yeah, and it's amazing because, I mean, prior to the COVID pandemic in January 2020, mm-hmm. the first 3.5 years of his presidency, the country was as good as it's ever been in my lifetime. I have to think back to the mid-80s under Reagan to feel the country was economy and unemployment and everything was going so well. So how could he be this vilified? How could he be a president that they are so determined to prevent from ever having that office again? It doesn't stop.
Yeah. You hit it right on the head. Judd Garrett, the blog, objectivityistheobjective.com. Go there. Great articles. We're going to continue with this one. Remember the website, objectivityistheobjective.com. Be right back.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In 1928, the familiar characters of Downton Abbey welcome a visiting group of Hollywood professionals who want to use their elegant premises as the location for a new silent films production. That's the basic setting for the rich and rewarding Downton Abbey, A New Era, now playing in theaters.
The modern world comes to Downton.
You steer ahead. You're the captain now.
Maybe, but the real star of the movie again is Maggie Smith as Lady Violet, who, in a puzzling subplot, receives an unexpected inheritance based on a long-ago secret romance. The cast is polished and accomplished as always, with the terrific new addition of Laura Haddock as an insecure but much admired Hollywood silent star. The script bears unmistakable elements of soap opera, but the enchantment is still undeniable. Rated an appropriate PG, Downton Abbey, A New Era earns 3 stars and is still worth a visit.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer talking about my favorite Italian restaurant, Angelo's and Vinci's at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in downtown Fullerton. A fantastic place to eat. Come inside and dine in our Italian town square, complete with a 10-foot Christmas tree. That's right, 10 feet. Enjoy our food made from secret family recipes. Pasta, chicken, seafood, salads, and our delicious pizza. Incredible desserts, including my favorite, the tiramisu, flown directly in from Italy. Feel the spirit at Angelo and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022 or visit angelosandvincis.com. That's angelosandvincis.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest Judd Garrett, author of No Wind, that's available at Amazon.com, discussing Confederacy of Dunces. You know, and I'm going to do just part of this because you asked the question that must be asked is why are all these people so committed to taking out Donald Trump? And we were just talking about, you know, both sides realized all the good he was doing. So it can't be that they're, like you say, it can't be they are trying to protect the United States, because most of the policies these people support. And just give them some of the examples there, Selwyn, of things that most people support that Donald Trump was behind.
Yeah, open. They're for open borders. You know, they destroyed our energy independence. They have reckless monetary policy. They've defunded the police. They've shipped our manufacturing jobs to China. And, you know, like Liz Cheney, she wants to get us in these endless, pointless foreign wars. And all those things are destroying the country. So these people who are pretending like we're protecting America, they're not, because their policies really, really hurt America.
Yeah. I wonder if Liz Cheney or a relative or close cousin or something has anything to do with ammunition, you know?
Well, I took exception to what she said about, she called out the Republicans. She said something that, you know, in the future, Donald Trump is going to be gone, but, yeah, you know, this honor is going to still be with us. Well, I supported, you know, George W. Bush. I supported Dick Cheney as they led us into the Iraq War, you know, and now there's no WMDs, and that war probably wasn't the right one to get into. You know, we supported her family, you know, and you know, am I still feeling the dishonor of doing that? Possibly.
Yeah, and you know, you say none of these dunces on the committee care really about protecting America from their policies that are hurting Americans and destroying our country. There's only one thing they really care about. Judd said it's protecting their power and enriching themselves. And you know that enriching, I think, boy, that has become the top three of the reason they want to get, you know, elected.
Yeah, it's the reason why they want to get elected and the reason why they wanted to get rid of Donald Trump, because Donald Trump was exposing all the corruption in Washington. Mm-hmm. He was making it evident. He was trying to get rid of it, and all the corrupt people in Washington have to get rid of Trump because of it.
Yeah, and of course, one of Trump's favorite words, you know, is always the swamp, the swamp. And people pretty soon, you know, said, oh, now I know what you're talking about. I mean, all the connections these people on both sides have where they're getting rich.
No question about it. And Trump was right. I mean, it's a shame he wasn't able to do more to drain the swamp. And the president is limited to a certain degree in how much he can do in that area. But the one thing he did do is he exposed who the swamp was, because, in my opinion, the people who are against Trump are the swamp creatures.
Now, even the committee they're doing right now, listener, they've managed to screw that up, too, because they're not following the rules, the Democrats. Because in your report, you say the investigation has been illegitimate from the start because the committee resolution requires bipartisan makeup consisting of five Republicans. But for some reason, Ms. Pelosi only allowed two, and that's Cheney and Kinsinger, right?
Yeah, she only allowed two. You know, we proposed five to be on the committee, and she nixed two of them. One of them was Jim Jordan, and her rationale for doing that was that he could possibly be a witness in the trial, and that's why he was kicked off the committee. But it's interesting that she would do that, because technically, Nancy Pelosi could be a witness in this investigation, in this trial, because, you know, Donald Trump offered her National Guard support protection at the Capitol, and she rejected it. So, to me, her testimony, she could be a witness to this. So, should she also be disqualified from being on this committee? I mean, I didn't put that in my report, but it's clear that she, you know, Jim Jordan was going to defend Donald Trump, and she didn't want anybody on this committee during this investigation to defend Donald Trump. So that's why he was kicked off the committee.
You know, what I wonder about, and then I wondered about even more after I read your report today, is why hasn't all the thousands of hours of video of the Capitol on January 6th been released? And the thing I worry about, Judd, is that they're holding it in their little hands. It may be, you know, in Pelosi's refrigerator right next to all our ice cream, you know, all the reels so they won't get destroyed, you know. Who has those thousands and thousands of hours, you know, and is it Pelosi? Is it the Democrats? It sounds to me like they're the ones that have everything, so they're not going to release what they don't, what we want to see.
Yeah, I mean, we should be able to see every second of footage during the riot. And the reason, I believe, the reason why they're not releasing it is that there will be clear evidence that this was maybe not 100%, but mostly a false flag operation where you had police officers and officials waving these people into the Capitol.
They wanted the doors.
The Democrats wanted this to happen so they could do exactly what they're doing right now. They can weaponize the FBI against Donald Trump voters. They can have these investigations, which are going to prevent Donald Trump from running for president again. They wanted this thing at the Capitol to happen. They set it up, and I think the video that they're not releasing to the public will show that. And I doubt that we'll ever see the video.
Yeah, you know, I was watching Carson Tucker showing some of the video that we have seen, and they have the guy. I think they said he was with the Secret Service, but I'm not sure. Maybe not the Secret. But anyway, he was hollering, you know, go in, get in there, you know, go in, don't stay out here, go in. And they have a bunch of different episodes of him doing that. Then they bring up the thing about, what about the pipe bombs, you know? No further stories on all those pipe bombs that were, you know, set outside. Who was it? Yeah, Kamala Harris claimed she was there earlier. But now, you know, it's like, now she's saying, no, I wasn't. But they, no, we have film of her out there. But, you know, you automatically know when they're not going to let the public see all of this footage. It's not because we're going to be shocked. We might be shocked that there was only one gun there, you know. But other than that, I think we can handle it.
Yeah, and to me, you know, like the Ray Epps situation, you know, he's encouraging people. He was encouraging people the night before. He was encouraging people the day of. He was saying, we have to go right up to the Capitol, and we have to go in. And he's not arrested. He's not charged with inciting a riot. And then other people who were just wandering around doing nothing, not harming anybody, not inciting anybody, you know, they get arrested, they get thrown in jail. They still have charges pending against them, you know, and that's one of the reasons why they haven't fully adjudicated a lot of these cases against the rioters on January 6th is because in order to get full disclosure, which the defendant gets, they can request to see all the video, and they're not adjudicating these cases fast enough because they don't want to have to release all that video.
Yeah, and look what happened with Navarro, you know, when they arrested him. It just goes to show you, you know, you can't touch any of their people, but they can certainly grab hold of your people. And they got to make a big scene out of it too, you know.
And that's what's scary. That's what's really scary. Yeah. It's the weaponization of the FBI, and you know, like they did it to Roger Stone, they did it to Navarro, they did it to the Republican governor's candidate up in Michigan. They arrested him yesterday.
Getting too close to coming in first in the election. Yeah. What's her name? Whitmire.
Yeah, Whitmer. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous that we're arresting political candidates, and you know, they had a year and a half to bring this guy in. They didn't have to raid his house and kick down his doors and haul him away. You know, they could have handled it a lot better. That's what's scary. I mean, the biggest issue with Watergate was that Nixon kind of used the FBI and the intelligence agencies to cover up what he did. That's what got him. And, you know, we're seeing this all the time from the Democrats. They've completely taken over the intelligence agencies. They've completely weaponized it against their political opponents.
Well, you know, Navarro had executive privilege, okay, just like, and I had a guest on, we were talking about this recently, just like Eric Holder. And Fast and Furious, okay? And whenever Obama was giving the cartel guns in Mexico, then all of a sudden Holder's got to ask, you know, they get him up there to answer the questions, and he refuses to do it, executive privilege. But then Navarro, executive privilege, nope, you're going in here, strip search, you get no food, no water. I mean, man, it was unbelievable. It's like the Gestapo almost.
It's getting that way, and that's what's so scary about it. It's not even right now that we have differences of opinions with the Democrats. We have difference of visions of how our country should operate, and we should not be able to use the FBI against our political opponents.
You bring up a very important thing in this latest one. If they claim that January 6th was investigated thoroughly prior to the impeachment, then there would be no need for this committee. Either the impeachment was a sham, or this investigation is, or maybe they both are. You hit it right on the nail.
Yeah, I mean, they kept saying we need to have this investigation to find out what happened on January 6th. Mm-hmm. So I'll say, okay, we do want to find out what happened on January 6th. But then why did we impeach a president about what happened on January 6th if we didn't know what happened on January 6th? That's a fraudulent impeachment. Everybody, you know, if you're going to impeach a president, you better make sure that the event that he's being impeached over was fully investigated and we have all the facts and all the evidence. So if the impeachment was legitimate, this investigation is fraudulent. If this investigation is legitimate, then the impeachment is fraudulent, or they both are fraudulent, but they can't both be legitimate.
Right. And interesting, too, okay, Judd Garrett says, has there ever been such an overwhelming alliance against one man as we have seen against Donald Trump from the DNC? Now, his platform, they say, it was so dangerous they had to break every rule to stop him. Give them the list of his platform, would you? And just think about this, listener, how dangerous this platform is.
Yeah, I mean, what Donald Trump ran on was make America great, uh-huh. Put America first,
okay.
Energy independence.
Wow, we could go for that right now, yeah.
Get better trade deals, bring manufacturing back to America, rebuild the American middle class, and end illegal immigration. That's what he stood for. That's what he tried to get done. And all these people, it's not just the Democrats. It was the legacy media. It was tech billionaires. It was the people on Wall Street. All of those people lined up against Donald Trump to block him from doing all of those things right now. And we're feeling the brunt of it right now because we're going away from all those things that Trump stood for.
Yeah, let's get the FBI to follow the money trail and see just FBI, I said, didn't I? Wait a minute. Who could we get to really look into this? The CIA. No, I think that has to do with government, other foreign entanglements, right? Who would it be that would finally go in here and say, let's just investigate all the terrible things that Trump really did, you know, like make America great and have great gas prices and more employment and, yeah. Who would have to investigate that to bring out the truth? What do you think, Judd? Wouldn't be the FBI.
I think the American people can tell you that what Donald Trump did was great for our country. It's 1,000 times better than what Joe Biden's doing for our country right now.
Yeah, but see, Judd, I hate to give you the bad news. Look what will happen to American people just when they complain about what their children are being taught in schools. You know, it's like, man,
yep.
this country it's changed 80% right now, it seems like. I hope it's not 80%, but I think we're pretty close to it. Very bad. And up in Canada right now, they're saying, okay, we're going to make it now where nobody can have their own property. You can't own your own property. And I'm going, oh, my goodness. Hope it doesn't seep in down here into Biden or Obama or whoever's pulling the strings head because... Of course, they've been trying to get that, too, forever and ever and ever. But it was the money. You just follow the money trail, and you'll find out exactly what the Democrats and a huge amount of Republicans are all involved in, the ones that got elected. They're making money right and left, right and left. We're going to take a break real quick. Judd Garrett. Hey, by the way, I want to mention again his novel. This is his first novel. It is No Wind. It is available at Amazon.com. But if you want to read all of these excellent reports that he has, just go to objectivityistheobjective.com. Objectivityistheobjective.com. We'll be back in just a moment.
You've heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike has done it again by introducing his new slippers. I love these. He's taken over 2 years to develop them. They're designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. They're made with quality leather suede. Now, for a limited time, Mike's offering them 50% off on his new MyPillow slippers. 50% off. The My slippers are so comfortable. You'll want to get some for the whole family. I wear mine. I look like a movie actor, like Robert Davi or Fred Dreyer on a movie set. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code HORN. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow towel sets, or you can call 800-889-6959 and use the promo code HORN. That's 800-889-6959. Use the promo code HORN or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code HORN.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039, 800-793-9039, or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with my guest, Judd Garrett. And we are discussing Confederacy of Dunces. That's his latest. And you say it's not that Donald Trump is a genius, but it's his rule of... basically what it is, his willingness to expose the cabal of the deep state operatives was a truth hiding in plain sight. Nobody else wanted to bring it out, I guess, or maybe they might touch on it a little bit, but this guy just took the hammer and the nail and the saw and everything and said, hey, here's what's going on, and they couldn't have it, I guess. Right, Judd?
Yeah, I mean, he was the guy, he was the truth teller that came to Washington, which is filled with lies, and because he was telling the truth and because he was exposing the corruption, you know, he comes off as being maybe a lot better than he actually is because he's willing to be honest and willing to be truthful. And that's why all of these people in the deep state, in the swamp, had to come after him and have to, you know, go to great extremes to prevent him from ever being president again because he's exposing all of the corruption that they're involved in.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention, because there was another part in your article here, the article, Confederacy of Dunces, and Judd actually says the real problem is that they are not really dunces after all. They know exactly what they're doing. All of this is part of their plan. Money, money, money. You can just hear the cash register going. It's just, you know, this is one of your best again, and I'm sure glad you did it. Perfect timing there, because... I had another one lined up, you know, and then we have the clown show last night. But the greatest sin of all, I want to encourage you to go to Judd's website, objectivityistheobjective.com, because it has to do with some Tampa Bay Ray players, all right? And the fact that there were, what of them, five of them? Five. Five players that they didn't want to, celebrate Pride Month or something like that. And they got in trouble for it, right?
Yeah, the Major League Baseball was having all the players wear a rainbow patch or something like that on their uniforms to celebrate Pride Month, and these five Tampa Bay Ray players, you know, didn't want to do it because they felt like it violated their religious beliefs, and they've taken a lot of backlash for it. But you know, I admire them for their willingness to stand up for their beliefs and take a stand.
Yeah, and I was speaking with somebody yesterday, I guess it was, and I was telling them about that I was going to be talking about this today, you know, and then you came up with your other excellent article. And they said, well, you know, there's nothing really wrong with that. And then I remembered it somewhere in the article, and I'm looking for it now, but you explained it perfectly. What would happen if all of a sudden you had all these players that say you must wear crosses, right? Isn't that in your article somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, if the Major League Baseball forced the players to wear a cross on the uniforms to celebrate Christianity, all the people who are getting after these players for not wearing the pride patch, you know, they'd be the ones standing up against, you know, being forced to wear a cross. So everybody has their own belief systems. You shouldn't be forced to promote a belief system which is contrary to your own.
It's a wonder they're not going after the catcher in baseball games, because I swear, if you watch them close enough, it looks like they're making the sign of the cross so many times there, you know? Stop and think about it. All right. Hey, Judd, we're all out of time. I certainly appreciate it, sir, and I look forward to our next visit.
All right. Thanks for having me. Have a good time.
You too. Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. Once again, the website, objectivityistheobjective.com. Selwyn Duke is coming up next.
Are you tired of your favorite talk show sounding like...
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Swayed at the Network. We are live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. When next we meet, Michael Cutler with his latest on Front Page Magazine, Sanctuary Cities now provide sanctuary for deadly illegal drugs. And then Frank Savato, he's going to be here with his latest, and that comes out late, so we'll know what it is, okay? Want to tell you about my guest now, coming up in just a moment, Mr. Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. Selwyn has also contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning. He appears on television and is a frequent guest on best radio shows. See, and that's why he's coming up in just... Anyway, his website is SelwynDuke.com. That's S-E-L-W-Y-N Duke, D-U-K-E.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Duke. All righty. Yes. Welcome back, Mr. Duke. How are you?
Hey, Chuck. Hi there. How are you? I'm doing just fine.
I am very partly cloudy today. Just want you to know. little heat wave rising up here. And
Chuck, I see that your show is still on the air despite my absence last week. Is that arrogant or what, saying something like that?
Oh, man, the phones were ringing off the hook. Yeah. Boy, did they love that new guest. No. We're selling.
Touche. That was good. Touche.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much. Yes. Let's get into, we love to be controversial here sometimes and stir the stew, so to speak. Stir the stew. Now, that sounds male. I think most men are named Stu. I've never heard of a lady named Stu. Sue, yes, not Stu. But anyway, stewing the pot. The latest from Selwyn. Pro-abort, pro-LGBTQ, and Ted Lieu. See the little rhyme there? That's good. Lectures America on Christianity. Now, Ted Lieu, he's a Democrat, so here we go again, right?
Yeah, Ted Lieu's at it again. Old Ted lecturing us on Christianity. Actually, it's St. Lieu. I think that's what it is. And it's interesting, Chuck. Actually, I didn't want to cut in too early. You might want to do more of an introduction there, so I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, this has to do with the Wednesday floor speech that he gave. And what he did was he cited two articles about the GOP's recent anti-sexual devolutionary, as I call it, legislation, you know, trying to control the so-called transgender agenda, things like that. And anyway, what I said about this is, you know, there's that old saying that we've all heard. It's sort of funny, and it goes, it's better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt, right? Right. Well, you could say about Ted Lieu that he might have registered, Chuck, a historical first because he might have proved foolishness by keeping his mouth shut. So what did he do? Well, anyway, he wanted to try to make the point that the GOP's legislation had no basis in Christianity. That's his claim anyway. And so what he did was, after citing a couple of articles, like I said, about this topic, he said, I just thought I would now recite for you what Jesus Christ said about homosexuality. And then what he did was he remained silent for about 20 seconds. And then when he was done, he just said, I yield back. In other words, his time.
Yeah.
And his point was that, well, Jesus supposedly said nothing about homosexuality. And the mainstream media fancied this to be, oh, so clever. Some said that he schooled Republicans. But is this true? You know, now there's one commenter I cited in my article. He was funny. He said, by Lieu's silence, he simply expressed, quote, what he knows about Jesus and the Bible. But anyway, you know, the first thing, Chuck, that we have to point out is if a Republican cited Jesus to promote a policy position, what do you think would happen? Well, we know the Lieu crew would be screaming to high heavens about the separation of church and state, even though that so-called principle is not in the Constitution. Okay, but as I also point out in my article, you know, we can say one thing here, though. You know, perhaps implicit in Lieu's appeal is the recognition of the fact that all just law actually does have a basis in what we call religion. But I didn't get into that in my article. That's a different explanation. I did link up to a piece in which I did address that. But here's the whole thing. Let's discuss what Jesus actually said and what his silence on certain things may have meant. And remember, I understand not every listener is a believer. We're discussing this all within the context of Christian belief and Christian theology, since Lieu, the left-winger that he is, decided to go there and decided to invoke it. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, here, I'm going to give the theology-oriented blog Stand to Reason credit for this, because it made this point, but it points out, quote, there are actually two flaws in this approach. Here's the first, the approach where you say, well, Jesus was silent. Quote, there's a difference between the record being silent about Jesus' opinion on something and Jesus being silent about it. Remember, the vast majority of what Jesus said and did was left out of the Gospels. Not enough room, as John himself admits, John 21:25. Okay, but there's more to it, Chuck, as well. Right. You know, as I pointed out in my piece, Jesus was silent on pedophilia. Does that mean that he would be okay with NAMBLA, the promotion of the North American Man-Boy Love Association? He was silent on slavery and capital punishment and spousal abuse and sex trafficking and all sorts of things, child abuse. Okay, he was silent on lots of things. That doesn't mean that he was okay with these activities. So, you know, what we have to realize, and stop me if I'm going on too long, I always say that, We have to realize that Jesus was speaking to a Jewish audience, and they were under the Mosaic law. So certain things were understood. Certain things did not have to be stated, okay? Jesus didn't have to point out to his disciples that homosexual behavior was wrong any more than he had to tell them that human sacrifice was wrong, because these things were simply understood. They were taken for granted. They were completely and totally beyond debate. Not only that, again, we're discussing all of this within the context of Christian theology, okay? Mm-hmm. Jesus didn't even accept polygamous marriage, okay? He didn't accept divorce. There were lots of things that he didn't accept. And let's understand that when he talked about what our attitude should be with respect to sexual matters, he actually went further in many ways than everyone had gone with the Old Testament. For instance, he said, well, your forefathers have said to you, do not commit adultery. But I say to you, even if you just lust after a woman in your heart, you have already committed adultery. And he was pointing out that, and this is true of all things, not just sexual matters, that it's in our hearts. That's what really counts. And that's what we have to focus on. Yes, the superficials are important as well. We have to have the correct behavior, but we have to try to align our hearts with that. You know, you can't have this clean facade on the outside, but be dirty on the inside and think that everything is okay. So he was taking things even further than the Old Testament did. But here's another point, okay? And this is very, very important to understand. Now, the Old Testament, as I think everyone knows, does prohibit homosexual behavior. Now, let's understand two other things that Ted Lieu's church, the Catholic Church, teaches. It teaches that the Bible, including the Old Testament, Chuck, is divinely inspired. And it teaches that Jesus is God, the second person in the Holy Trinity. Now, why is this significant? Well, Jesus alluded to the latter thing, being the second person in the Holy Trinity. He said, he who has seen me has seen the Father, John 14:7-9. He said, I and my Father are one, John 10:30. And he said, before Abraham was, I am, John 8:58. In other words, what was he saying? He was saying that he is the same God who spoke to Moses. He is the great I am. He is the God of the Old Testament. Now, what does that mean? That means that if the Old Testament was divinely inspired, it is Jesus' handiwork. So you can't say that he had nothing to say about homosexuality, because he said it obliquely in the New Testament. He said it directly in the Old Testament. But I don't know. This is not going to cut any ice with Ted Lieu. We know that because, as I pointed out in my piece, Chuck, he's also the guy who said last year, in reference to that controversy over pro-abortion politicians being denied communion by certain Catholic bishops, he said, "Dear U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops," this was in a tweet, "I'm Catholic and I support contraception, a woman's right to choose, treatments for infertility, the right for people to get a divorce, the right of same-sex marriage." And then he actually said, "Next time I go to church, I dare you to deny me communion." Now, here's the thing again. I know a lot of listeners are not religious. Many are not Catholic. That's not the point. If you belong to an organization, you have to understand the organization has certain rules. And if you're an honorable person, you abide by those rules or you disengage from the organization. There's someone close to me, Chuck, who's a Catholic, born Catholic, but who's not in union with the church. So when she occasionally goes to church, she voluntarily refrains from receiving communion because she understands those are the rules. The Democrat Party has its own rules, right? If you transgress against the Democrat platform too much, they're going to take action to try to discipline you, aren't they? But meanwhile, despite that, we see politicians like Nancy Pelosi and others, Ted Lieu, all up in arms because their bishops are saying, hey, you're part of the Catholic Church. You chose to be part of it. You need to follow Catholic teaching. But that didn't cut any ice with Nancy Pelosi. Instead, she actually attacked her bishop in the media. I mean, if you can imagine the chutzpah of this woman. So,
yeah,
anyway, that's
the
bottom
challenge.
Line.
I give you a great challenge. Yeah. You to look up all the things that Nancy Pelosi does believe in. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I
yeah.
think she's, yeah.
And,
And by the way, when you hear me pause, you know, we're talking about how that pause was so effective. I think with me, it might be a little tiny case of dementia.
I don't think so, Chuck. Yeah. I think that's the pause that refreshes, the pause that refreshes.
Oh, I like that. The pause, but, the pause. Yeah. I was going to use my pause for a moment. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Just be careful who you put those paws on, especially nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, goodness, yes.
But you know what?
Well, you don't know, though. You don't know if he or she would like it. You know what I'm saying? So
that's true.
It's very confusing.
No, you never do know.
Yeah, go ahead. We got
but
a minute
so
before we got
stuff.
To take a break. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, because you have the left here, and really leftists, by and large, don't actually believe in God. If they're not explicitly atheistic, they're de facto atheists. But they love trying to co-opt Christianity. And let me point out that that was done before. The Nazis did the same thing. Ooh, look at that. Duke mentioned the Nazis. That's it. Godwin's law. He's lost the debate. No, it's relevant. The Nazis had something they called positive Christianity. That was their effort to co-opt Christianity. And what they said was that Jesus was a Nordic character who was persecuted by a Jewish establishment. So the left-wing Democrats are taking that leaf out of the Nazis' book. They want to co-opt Christianity, misrepresent it, and use it to buttress their own anti-God, anti-Christian agenda. It's just patently dishonest. It really is.
I'll tell you. Yeah, it's, man. Okay, we will be taking that break in just a moment. We're going to talk about another interesting subject here, rape and incest. Exceptions are becoming the exception in pro-life laws. We got some goodies here. You know, there's another one that I know you're going to enjoy, why the AR-15 is misunderstood. Yeah, well, I don't understand, because when I address the AR-15, it never answers me, so that's, you know, where I'm going there, right? Okay. We're going to be right back with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. The website, Selwyn, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E, .com. SelwynDuke.com.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with Wellvine Chardonnay Mark. from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for the New American, and going to touch on some pro-life laws here a little bit. Rape and incest, exceptions. Let's get into this one, okay? Say, during a political discussion last week, a man told me, and that would be Mr. Duke, that he knew abortion was murder, but couldn't understand how there shouldn't be exceptions for rape and incest. And as soon as I read that, I said, boy, I wonder what it is, you know, 50-50, 40-60, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's interesting because his statement, this was a conversation I did have last week, his statement really reminded me of what G.K. Chesterton said. I'm quoting Chesterton again, and he said, men do not differ much about what things they will call evils. They differ enormously about what evils they will call excusable. The thing is, though, we're seeing now actually fewer and fewer Republican politicians calling this particular evil excusable, murder within this context, or at least they're not calling it politically necessary. We had Chuck, Alabama in 2019. It enacted a prenatal infanticide ban without rape and incest exceptions. And since then, such laws have proliferated. And this comes from USA Today. I really hate to cite a liberal source, but I'll do it here. It writes, quote, rape and incest exceptions were excluded in 24 of 30 abortion bans and restrictions enacted by states including Arkansas, Kentucky, Texas, Arizona, Florida, and Missouri in the last few years. Among 92 proposals for abortion restrictions pending in states this year alone, only a handful contained those exceptions. So the shift has been very dramatic, they say, and I point out that actually that's not the only shift on abortion. We see another shift, and that's on the part of the left. Leftists, many of them, have become more radically anti-life. I mean, sometimes they'll advocate abortion up to the point of birth, and sometimes, Chuck, even beyond. We saw Ralph Northam talk about that. So anyway, I guess what that does is that reflects the larger picture in our nation, Chuck, where we're seeing that we're becoming more polarized. The left is becoming much more extreme, and the right, I mean, I don't want to call it extreme because they're really not extreme in most respects, but I understand that this particular position we're talking about here, eliminating rape and incest exceptions, is actually viewed as being out of the mainstream. I mean, I do embrace that position myself, but it's viewed as being out of the mainstream. I'm not going to deny that. And anyway, the truth is that the public's views on abortion haven't changed too much. And I think it's USA Today that also pointed this out. A Pew Research Center survey found, quote, 69% of Americans surveyed said abortion should be legal in the case of rape, with that support at 56% of Republican and Republican-leaning voters. And these figures certainly vary from state to state, Chuck, but USA Today also claims that even 77% of Texans support rape and incest exceptions. I'm not so sure about that number because I find it hard to believe that you're going to have a higher percentage of Texans supporting that than Americans in general.
You know, when I
general.
Saw that, Selwyn, I was thinking the same thing. But then I thought, you know, boy, there sure are a lot of Californians that are moving to Texas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, who knows who they polled,
right? The mighty exodus.
Maybe the people who would actually answer the phone in that situation in Texas. I don't know.
Yeah, really.
But look, you know, as I put it in my article, okay, I'm a true pro-lifer, but I understand that this is a very tough sell for most people. And what I did in my article was I tried to provide the other side. I tried to provide some information that people are not going to get from the mainstream media, because I know, look, rape and incest are horrid, horrid, just revulsion-evoking crimes. So right. Passions run very, very high here. But as I put it in my article, you know, since emotion is really shaping this debate, especially women's emotions, well, we have to note something, and that's that the majority of women's emotions are getting a minority of the coverage. And it's not just that the number of women who've had abortions, who've had them because of rape or incest, are really only 1% and 0.5% respectively. I mean, I don't know if everyone knows that. But there's also this. Most women, Chuck, who become pregnant because of rape, do right. not want to abort their children, contrary to what many people might think. I mean, there was a study here in 2013. Well, actually, I don't know if it was in 2013, but it was cited by liveaction.org in 2013. These two studies, and each one of them found that of women who were raped and became pregnant, 70% of them chose to keep their babies. 70%.
Wow. That's okay? pretty good, you know. And I'll tell you what, there were two studies done, all right? And what we'll do is take this quick break, and we'll come back and do the second study. And 70% of the women chose to keep their babies. That's fantastic, in my opinion. You know, too bad, and even though it was rape, too bad it didn't 99.9%, you know, Selwyn? But we'll see. We'll look at the second study when we come back. And then, did you know the AR-15 is misunderstood and loved? Don't go away.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
A criminal gang of art thieves and bank robbers takes advantage of the fact that they're all scary animals, including a wolf, a snake, a piranha, a shark, and more, reveling in their designation as the bad guys. Now available for rent on multiple streaming services.
You ever wonder what it'd be like if the world wasn't scared of us?
You villains, you need a makeover.
That's a guinea pig professor who's a famous apostle of goodness who works with the governor of California, secretly a tough gal superhero, to try to transform the bad guys into good guys despite their identification as members of unpopular species. It's amusing, handsomely animated, and endearingly silly with vocal talent including Sam Rockwell, Marc Maron, and Awkwafina. This is no classic, but certainly entertaining enough that it's likely there will be sequels, as there were with the books that inspired it. 2.5 stars for the loony but likable and PG-rated The Bad Guys.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Today, it seems so hard to enjoy just a little bit of easy. So much of life seems to get in the way. But fear not, seekers of fabulous food and fun and thrill, Columbo's is Southern California's answer to Easy Street. Great grub with some of the finest steaks, the freshest fish awaiting for you to devour. Did I mention Columbo's family Italian recipes? Columbo's spaghetti bolognese, their chicken pesto ravioli, magnifico, and of course, the world's greatest meatballs. I can go on. But why go on when you can go on over to Columbo's and experience delicious and easy for yourself. Columbo's, of course, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mind you, Ben.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Joe Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal has changed America. Not because of the Taliban or outside powers or even because America's leaders are making mistakes. Afghanistan changed America because America's leaders want to change America. America's string of disasters come from leaders who want a disaster for the American power.
But the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos, I don't know how that happens.
They want to fundamentally transform the United States.
We have an incredible opportunity to fundamentally transform a country.
The Bible forecasted that they want to blot out the United States of America. How? We discuss this and so much more on our program, The Trumpet Daily. We're live weekday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Time in the United States. You can listen at CRN Digital Radio, Channel 3, or watch the live video stream at our website, thetrumpet.com.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest Selwyn Duke, selwynduke.com, discussing one of his articles, Rape and Incest Exceptions Are Becoming the Exception in Pro-Life Laws. And they were doing a couple of studies, and we're getting to study number two, Selwyn.
Right, yeah. Well, we just said that of women who became pregnant as a result of rape, actually 70% of them decided to keep their babies. And then we have the second study, and this revealed that of the 30% of women who had abortions after rape that resulted in pregnancy, 78% of them said that they made a mistake, that they made the wrong decision. They regretted it. Now, in contrast to that, of the 70% who had their children, not a single one of them regretted it. And, of course, that's not surprising because a woman's maternal instinct is usually very, very strong, very powerful, and they just love their babies. That's just how it is.
And let me ask you real quick.
Yeah.
Do you think the date, the year span, could have had anything to do with it? The first one was in 2013, and the second study conducted in the year 2000. Do you think maybe things might have changed more during those years?
Yeah, I don't know about that, Chuck, because we're talking here about women's emotions, and I'd say that's pretty much a constant, certainly after rape,
yeah.
Because that's a very traumatic event, and no matter when it happens, you're going to see some very, very powerful emotions, obviously, associated with it. But let me just point out, I mentioned live action before. It also provided the testimonial of this Kathleen, I've never seen this last name before, but I'll pronounce it, Dizieu. She's the mother of a child conceived in rape, and she said, gave her own testimonial. She said, quote, I, having lived through rape and also having raised a child conceived in rape, feel personally assaulted and insulted every time I hear that abortion should be legal because of rape and incest. I feel that we're being used to further the abortion issue, even though we've not been asked to tell our side of the story. Okay, and then when she was asked how we should respond to a rape victim contemplating abortion, she said, quote, a woman is most vulnerable at a time such as this and doesn't need to be pounced on by yet another act of violence. She needs someone to truly listen to her, to care for her, and to give her time to heal. And there are many women, Chuck, offering testimonials like that. I have a video of one in my article. And so, anyway, look, the bottom line is this. I understand that every woman may have different feelings. I realize that. And that's why I point out in my article that while we have to be sensitive to people, we also have to understand that feelings are not good indicators of reality. So what is the truth behind this issue? Well, the truth was expressed by this Kristen Hawkins. Now, she's president of Students for Life of America, and she expressed this to USA Today. She said, there's been a generational shift in the anti-abortion movement away from viewing such rape and incest exceptions as necessary to get bills passed. And she said, we don't have to give this concession away, which can undermine our entire belief about abortion. Either children in the womb are valuable or they're not. Now, what she's basically saying, and again, I understand this is a tough sell, but you have to understand, the pro-life position, logically speaking, is predicated on the proposition, Chuck, that human life is sacred, and therefore there's no justification ever for intentionally destroying it. So, therefore, as soon as exceptions allowing direct abortion are made, what happens? this argument completely collapses, because then the implication is that there are imperatives that override this claimed sanctity of life. Okay, now what are these imperatives? Well, these imperatives, they're always feelings or convenience, like facilitating education, career. So then what happens is the whole thing becomes personal. Everyone has different feelings, and everyone has different lifestyle priorities dictating what's convenient. So anyway, as I said, look, I know it's a tough sell. I know most people in the country don't agree with this position. But at the end of the day, I would just point out that the statistics tell us this, too. We really don't do women any favors when we encourage them to have abortion under any circumstances, because they know in their hearts, most of them, that they killed their child, and that's why so many of them have regrets. And then what happens? Well, they go through life. Either they have to endure that painful process of coming to terms with what they've done, or maybe the woman numbs her conscience, and that's not good for us because that can diminish our own humanity. So, again, very, very tough issue, I understand, but I think it's something we all should be thinking a lot about, because we're talking about innocent, unborn human beings.
What doesn't come up as frequently as I personally think it should is the word adoption. You know, in all of these discussions, it's like it's left out, you know. That is another alternative.
Right.
And I know a couple that tried to adopt a child, and all of a sudden the woman that was going to have it at the last moment decided, no, I'm going to keep the baby, which, okay, good for her maybe, right, even though she wasn't going to marry the guy and all that stuff. But here they were. They went through all the procedure for, like, months and months and months, and then, nope, sorry, changed their mind. Maybe it's too hard to adopt, and maybe we ought to look at laws that would make it easier to adopt, and maybe that would cut back some of these abortions.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's an excellent point, a very important one. And let me just also say, because I think this is a very powerful appeal, you have to remember, anytime someone is aborted, okay, go 10 years later and just think, well, if that individual hadn't been killed in the womb, right now he'd be a child running around and laughing and playing with loves and hopes and dreams and fears, and just like everyone else, he'd have those things, and with ambitions, you know, a real human being. We have to think about that, because that's what it boils down to. And if we're not going to treasure life, value human life at all stages, then why should we think that ultimately it's going to be valued at any stage? We really shouldn't. And this is one of the reasons why we see so much disrespect for life nowadays, the crime, the murder. It definitely is part of the picture. There's no doubt about it.
You know, and part of the picture here that you were talking about was where you talked about the difference between the right and the left. What about race difference? I think there's a big separation in that, too, from people I've talked to, you know.
Yeah. Are you talking about the abortion rate, Chuck?
Yeah. Well, according to the race, you know, with Hispanics and blacks and whites, and who commits more abortions, you know. And
No doubt about it. I mean, we know that an inordinate number of the abortions performed are performed on black women, and we also know that Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist. She was the founder of Planned Parenthood, and she actually had something called the Negro Project. She actually wanted to reduce the level of the black population because she felt that would be for the betterment of society. So people on the left want to forget that history of Planned Parenthood and abortion, that is the history. It absolutely is, and that's some real food for thought, isn't it?
It is, yes. And I suggest that we get an AR-15, shoot it up in the air using blanks, okay, and wake up the left. All right.
Yeah.
Why the AR-15 is misunderstood and loved, another excellent article by Selwyn Duke. And I got to tell you that we're going to get into this one, but there's two that we're not going to be able to get to. And one of them was the drag queen pride. I don't think we're going to have time for that. A lot of people are talking about that, and that took place in Texas, and it's interesting. But the other one that you've got to check out is the establishment's Navarro message, you know, the guy that just got pulled in by the FBI. Their message is, if you're a Republican, we can get you any time. You can't touch even a single one of hours. Hillary, quote, unquote. I added that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's get into this AR-15. It's very interesting when you talk about these guns.
Yeah, we've discussed this before, Chuck, and let me just preface this by saying, because I understand that most people listening are not going to be gun aficionados, you know, right. The point here really is that whatever policy we make in our society, we should do it from an informed perspective. We should have the facts, and people are not being given the facts. What we're getting from the mainstream media is propaganda and pure emotion. So anyway, CNN did this little segment titled Why Gun Owners Say They Love AR-15 Style Rifles. And the first part of it actually was quite fair. And what happened was the CNN reporter, Chuck Randy Kay, she visited this Eagle gun range in Farmers Branch, Texas. And anyway, she introduced us to this AR-15 aficionado, Anna Thomason, a woman. She's a petite lady. And she pointed out, Thomason did, that she wasn't taught to shoot as a girl. That was something for the boys. And she didn't adopt her hobby of shooting until 2015, when a bout with breast cancer sidelined her marathon running endeavors. But she fell in love with shooting, and ultimately, along with her husband, they loved it so much that they became AR-15 instructors. Now, she explained, Thomason did, Chuck, why she liked the AR-15 so much. For one thing, it's an extremely light rifle. She said that hers is less than 5 pounds, which means she really must have stripped it down, because usually they're about 7. But anyway, I fired them, Chuck, and as she said, and this is true, they have absolutely no recoil, almost none. It's very much like firing an air rifle. And this means, these two qualities, that it's really ideal for a woman or any low-strength person to handle, a senior, whatever the case may be. And I have in my video, actually, a 7-year-old girl, 7-year-old girl firing an AR-15, and she's having no trouble handling it at all. In contrast, you fire a pistol like a .357 Magnum or a 9mm, I've done that too, the kick can be absolutely unbelievable. Now then, Thomason was asked, well, why do you want an AR-15 for self-defense? And she pointed to the men around her at the range, and she said, look, I couldn't contend with these guys physically in hand-to-hand combat, but with this gun, I have a chance. And basically what she was saying in so many words is encapsulated by that famous saying, quote, God made man and woman, Sam Colt made them equal.
Yeah. You know, when I had to look at it twice, and shame on me. God made man and women, you know, equal, right? Yeah. God made man and woman. Sam Colt made them equal. And I'm going, God, I know Sam Colt. I'm going, what? Oh, yes. You know, the Colt revolver. Okay.
That's
stupid
right.
Me. I told you I had those little, I forgot what I was going to say. Go ahead. That's what it was.
No, he invented the revolver, actually. Very interesting story. I'll make it fast.
Yeah.
Sam Colt, when he was 14 years old, he was a cabin boy aboard a ship, and he saw the wheel of the ship, and that gave him the idea for the revolver.
Okay?
At 14 years of age. Smart kid. But anyway, let's move on. Now, that part of CNN's presentation was fine, but then they moved on to this interview with this general, and honestly, this general didn't have very good reasoning capabilities. He's an ex-general, actually. His name is Mark Hertling. And let's just go through what he said, because these are common misconceptions that you hear from the media. He first said, Chuck, that the AR-15 was, quote, designed as a weapon of war. Well,
sounds,
you know what?
That's absolutely
true.
Sounds like the Democrats, doesn't it? Weapon of war, weapon of war,
yeah,
weapon of war.
That's
true. Go ahead.
Now, that's absolutely true, but you know what else was designed as a weapon of war? The flintlock that George Washington and the rest of his contemporaries used, that was designed as a weapon of war. In fact, can you tell me one type of firearm that was not designed as a weapon of war? They all were. So that's a completely irrelevant statement. That's just an observation. It's not an argument. Okay, and by the way, I don't know of any military in the world today that has the AR-15 as its standard issue rifle any more than it has a flintlock as its standard issue rifle. So these are not typically used or at all used as weapons of war by militaries today. And by the way, my understanding is that even the M16, which is the military version of the AR-15, is being phased out by the U.S. Army. But let's move on. This Lieutenant general retired, Hertling, then said that the AR-15 is, quote, designed for catastrophic killing. It's designed to damage tissue and cause organ dysfunction. Okay, well, that's true, too, but guess what? All firearms are designed to do that. If they didn't cause tissue damage and organ dysfunction, Chuck, they couldn't bring down an animal. They couldn't neutralize a human threat. So I've got a pro tip for all the leftists out there who are worried about AR-15s. Listen, don't be shot with any bullet. Because let me tell you something, any bullet is going to hurt you. It's just a matter of the degree. Okay, a little more now. Now, let's understand that the AR-15 standard round, because I've also seen these news pieces where they say, we're going to show you what the AR-15 does to the body. Well, the AR-15 standard round is small caliber. It's similar to a .22 caliber bullet. It's called a .223. That's what the AR-15 standard round is, or a 5.56 in metric. And according to this rifle cartridge killing power list that I link up to, it actually has the second least stopping power of the 58 cartridges listed. Okay, now, in fairness, if you load your AR-15 with a 5.56 NATO, a military round, the power is going to be somewhat greater. But the point is that you can acquire any number of hunting rifles that are more effective shot per shot than the AR-15. And, by the way, if you're going to go up against soft targets at close range, a 12-gauge shotgun loaded with buckshot is far more effective still. You want to see what that can do to tissue, forget about it. If I were going to use any weapon for self-defense, it would be a shotgun. It would not be an AR-15. And I know we may be coming up on a break, so stop me, Chuck, if I'm getting too close.
20 seconds.
Okay, 20 seconds. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I was just going to move on to what this retired general said next. He said, we have seen the AR-15 used in almost 90% of the mass killings in the United States, and that's not true, but I guess we'll have to get into that after the break.
Yes, boy. Excellent article, another one from the excellent Selwyn Duke. Why the AR-15 is misunderstood and loved. You can read all his articles at Selwyn, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E, .com. We'll finish up on this one when we return.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. That's 800-349-6855.
Hi everyone, Fred Dreyer here, reminding all of you to join me for a very special event coming your way Sunday, June 12th at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern. Meet me at galaxycon.com for a free question and answer session, then stick around for a one-on-one video chat with me. You and I can chat one-on-one, plus there are autographs and more. Sign up now at galaxycon.com. That's galaxycon.com, G-A-L-A-X-Y-C-O-N.com. Remember, you can personally chat with me on Sunday, June 12th, but you have to sign up before the event. I want to talk with you. So head over to galaxycon.com and sign up today. It all takes place Sunday, June 12th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time with me, Fred Dreyer. Go to galaxycon.com and sign up now. See you Sunday the 12th at galaxycon.com.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder with my guest Selwyn Duke, discussing why the AR-15 is misunderstood and loved. And it just goes to show you, Selwyn, CNN, right, presenting this military analyst, Lieutenant General Mark Hertling, retired. CNN and fake news. Boy, and I tell you, did you watch Tucker last night?
Yeah, I did. I did, absolutely.
And the most obvious thing, I'm just going to throw this in, listener, because when I say CNN fake news, when they were talking about how the five police officers killed during the January 6th. Yes, you know what? And it was on and on and on and on. The same frigging lies. So, you know, think about it when you watch CNN. Just like this lieutenant general, apparently he probably, you know, has something wrong there. Maybe got too close to a battleship or something going off. I don't know. Weapons of war. But then he's talking about, where did I leave you off? The next claim, we've seen the AR-15 used in almost 90% of mass killings. That's what he said. 90% of mass killings have been AR-15. No wonder these people are so upset with the AR-15 when you've got a liar like that. And I don't, you know, I respect the military, but listen, you know, if you're at that point where you're just making things up so that your grandchildren
can see
you on TV.
To be honest with you, he seemed like he was being sincere. I just think he's not that smart or informed, to be honest with you. But I don't know where he got his data from. But let's just point out that part of this has to do with how you define mass killings. Different entities define it differently. Three or more people shot, four or more people shot. But nonetheless, understand that most of them are actually gangland affairs in the inner city. And in accordance with that, Statista, the site, informs that handguns, were used in 76% of all mass shooting incidents between 1982 and June 2022. And this includes incidents involving both handguns and rifles, okay? So we have to understand also that handguns are used in 62% of the murders in the United States overall. And that's why actually in the 90s, handguns were the focus of the gun control advocates' wrath. They were what the gun control advocates back then wanted to see outlawed. And that's why I have to point out something here. This is why so many people say the left wants all guns outlawed. Because if you're going to outlaw the AR-15, okay, and understand here that rifles of all kinds, Chuck, are used in fewer murders than what the FBI calls personal weapons, namely hands, fists, and feet. So if you're going to outlaw AR-15s, wouldn't it make sense to outlaw then all the other rifles that shoot the same round? Wouldn't it make sense then to outlaw shotguns, which are far more effective at close range against soft targets? Wouldn't it make sense to outlaw handguns, which, like I said, are used in 62% of all the murders in the country? So basically what the left is saying, they really don't want us to have any kind of gun. There's always going to be some pretext they're going to have for outlawing another class of guns, and that's the problem.
Yeah, describing a handgun as the weapons of war, you know, you see, when you think about war, you think about, you know, this foxhole shooting to this foxhole, you know what I mean? Or rushing this army. Yeah, and handguns, you know, it's the weapons of war, my goodness. I got to tell you, listener, make sure you go to SelwynDuke.com, all right, and check out Establishment Navarro Message, the one he wrote just recently. It came out June 7th. And you'll understand that if you're a Republican, a religious believer, whatever, and you love America, it's turning around. You got to watch out. It's a very serious article. All right. Thank you very much, Selwyn. Appreciate it. Look forward to next week, sir.
Thank you. God bless, Chuck.
God bless you. Selwyn Duke. SelwynDuke.com. Hey, Swade. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. And as we said again, God bless the United States of America.